Hi everyone, I hope you're doing well. So today I'm gonna do the third part of my AMA. It's a long time coming, and I'm sorry that it took me so long to get to your questions, but doing now, but let's just jump right in before I start rambling for like 10 years. Okay, so if you could only reread one book for the rest, sorry, if you could, the re is in brackets, so read or reread one book for the next 10 years, what would book would it be and why? That's definitely a difficult question. I've been reading a lot lately. Just up to this year, I've read like 50, more than 50 books. Granted, a lot of them were novellas, but yeah, I love reading, and picking one book is extremely difficult, and I guess it'll have to be a book that I like. Probably also do a romance novel, because that's what I'm loving reading right now. Okay, there's a series that I started reading this year, that I found this year, that's really good. I'm actually recording like an audiobook type thing for it, which I'm probably going to post on my subreddit if I'm pleased with the result. But yeah, the series is called Breeze Submission. This might be cheating a little, but actually, I can do it without cheating. Yeah, so I'll probably do the first, kind of book in that series, but see, the author has released it in multiple ways. There's like three ways you could read it. With the original way was like a series of novellas, and then she, there was three series of novellas, and then she combined each of those three series into a book. And then now she's remastering it to be, like, shorter books. But I might pick the first one of the novella series, which has been made into a book. What's it called? I think it's called Bree Learns the Art of Submission or something like that. I'll look it up real quick. I'll be right back. Yep, it is called Bree Learns the Art of Submission, Submission Training Center. That's, like, the full title, but actually, I'm not going to pick that one. I'm going to pick the second book because it's so much more cuter. And that one's called Breeze Embraces the Heart of Submission After Graduation. I guess it's a long book. I think there's like, it's 500 pages, maybe 600, something like that. But it's a good series. Second one's quite, yeah, I like the second, well, I just like the entire series, but this one in particular is just, I can't, if I'm actually gonna, do the audiobook thing, I don't want to give it away, and also if you want to watch it, I don't want to spoil it for you either, but it's this, I'll pick the second one. Going back to my questions, okay, next question is, who did you look up to as a role model when you were in high school? It's another difficult one. Honestly, in high school, especially the last 2 years, well, firstly, I've pretty much blocked high school out of my mind because the last 2 years in particular were not great. I was not in a good place mentally, and overall, I liked, high school was good, but in hindsight, but at the time, it was not so good, because I had no idea what I wanted to do, and with familial pressures and stuff, it just caused me to break. So I didn't really think about anything in high school, so I didn't really have a role model, but I guess at the beginning, I'd say it'd have to be my dad at the beginning, because I kind of wanted to go through the same career path as he did, which At the time I did, but now, I mean, part of me still wants to, but I'm not going to, probably. But yeah, I didn't end up going that way. I went another way. And I still get shit from it by my mom, but whatever. So, the third question. In hindsight, what's the most silly, embarrassing, and ridiculous, but not sad slash painful thing you've ever done while crushing on somebody? Oh, gosh. Like, I had a huge, massive crush on one of my closest friends, and we're still really good friends. Like, we used to talk every single day, and everything that comes out of my mouth is stupid and embarrassing and ridiculous and silly. So I can't really think of one off the top of my head, but Oh my gosh, I did something really awkward a couple of weeks ago, but it's not a story I want to share. But it actually ended up quite well. He ended up giving me really solid advice, but yeah, if that could have been avoided, I wish I could have avoided it. But yeah, but we're really close friends that most things aren't weird. He knows how I am at by this point. Okay, next question. Would you rather keep a cat or a dog? And which are cuter, puppies or kittens? I'm a cat person. I'm not really that big on dogs. Got like a story from childhood that kind of also plays a role in that, but I'm definitely more a cat person. Just, I don't know. I went to a pet shelter, animal shelter. It was actually a few months ago, but we're going again soon, and I fell in love with like two cats, and oh, it was so sad that I had to like walk away from them. I'm really allergic to both cats and dogs, so yeah, I know they're like hypoallergenic breeds, and I want to get one at some point in the future, but at this point, I wouldn't be a good pet parent, so it's best for everybody that I don't get a pet, and my mom would never let me probably. So when I finally move out, hopefully, maybe, I don't know, we'll see. We'll see. If I can keep myself alive for a little bit, then I'll get a pet. Anyway, that's an off topic, but yeah, I fell in love with these cats, but yeah, the story from my childhood about dogs, so I'm a bit cautious when it comes to dogs, like if you bark really loudly, well, loud noises in general freak me out, but like, as a kid, I think I was about 4, I was attacked by a dog, and that was pretty scary. I don't remember that much from it, but I do remember some, and I was freaked out, and so if like I had a dog and it just ran into the room, that would send me into a panic. So, I'm better off with a cat. Next question. If you could travel back in time and relive a certain day or week, what time slash event would you choose and why? I might go back and. No, actually, I was gonna say I'd go back and relive my formal. Honestly, see why I would want to relive it because my formal turned out fine, but my mom was so stressed out about it. I'm not a girl who's like crazy about hair and makeup and stuff, but that day I kind of had to be. And my mom, she was just going around like, "Oh my God, you have to get ready, you're gonna be late, this is gonna happen, this that's gonna happen, you have to, you know, get your shit together." I'm like, "Mom, I'm gonna be fine." Everything ended up fine. I'm cool. Like, I don't care about doing my hair and makeup much, but I can do it very fast and decently, all right. So yeah, everything turned out fine, but she was just panicking the entire time. So I'd tell her to calm down or I'll get ready somewhere else. But what else could it be? Can't really think of anything. So I'll just go with that. That was the first thing I thought of. Okay, next question. Has anyone ever walked in on you while you're pleasuring yourself recording? And if so, how mortifying was it? Oh my god. Okay, backstory, a little. It's kind of a backstory. Anyway, my mom, she has no boundaries. So a closed door is doesn't really mean anything. So she'll just barge into my room whenever she wants. So obviously she's walked in on me pleasuring myself. Yeah, it was mortifying, but I don't think she realized what was going on, I hope. I mean, if she did, she'd probably kill me, so I don't think she knew what was happening. But yeah, I have been walked in on while masturbating, but I never while recording because I've always recorded when there's nobody home. Or only my brother's home, which that's fine. Question 7. What names do you like the most, and what would you want to choose for your hypothetical future children? I have so many names picked out. I have more boy names picked out than girl names. I don't know why, but that's just how it turned out. I really like four-letter boy names though. But one that I really like and hope to use at some point is Adam. I don't know why, but Adam, that's a really nice name. But what else do I have? For a girl, actually, I'll say a girl name. I said a boy name, so I'll say a girl name as well. Honestly, as I said, I don't have that many girl names picked out, but I did have one. But then, like, someone I know, someone I'm close to, she named her daughter that, so I can't pick that now. But I'll pick another one. I really like the name Ava. Yeah, I picked that for a while. Ava. Sorry, I just thought of a story, but not one I can share. This will be the last question I answer in this part. What do you wish people on the internet knew about you, but you feel weird talking about unprompted? That's a really good question. I feel like on the internet I am quite open. So, like, I mean, people on the internet know my darkest secrets more than people in real life do, which makes sense. But, what's something that I wish people knew? I honestly don't know. Was maybe that I'm an introvert. Even comes across online that sometimes I just need time to myself, and I don't get that very often. So a lot of the time I kind of neglect is a strong word, but I kind of neglect talking to people. But yeah, it's nothing personal. It's just a me thing that I just need a break sometimes, and I don't often get that because everybody else is very social. Like, my family is very social, my friends are very social. Like, as soon as my exams are finished, I love them for this, but also, like, I'm like also kind of anxious about it. But my friends have made plans pretty much until like the end of March. So it's gonna be a lot of fun, but like, I'm also anxious about it that I'm not gonna get that much me time, but it's okay. I'm gonna have a lot of fun and it's gonna be good. But yeah, that's all the questions I'm gonna do for today. Thank you for listening. If you have any more questions, you can post them in the form. I'll link it in the text, the body, the yeah, whatever. You get what I mean. And I'll hope to answer some more questions very soon. So until next time, bye.